This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. If you've been to a circus, you might have seen those elephants. They're huge and that they're beautiful, these gentle animals, and they've got so much power and strength. And yet, do you know that when they train them as baby elephants, they teach them in a rather strange way? Chains are placed around their neck and the other end is attached to a stake that's driven into the ground. And so these animals pull and yank and strain, and they struggle to get out, but the chain is too strong. But one day they give up, having learned they can't pull free. And from that day forward, they can be chained with almost anything, even with a slender rope or nothing at all. And this enormous animal feels, when they feel any resistance, and though, of course, the animal's got strength to pull the whole circus tent over if it wanted to, it stops trying. There's no worry because it believes it cannot do it. He's been cautioned and conditioned to think that he's too weak to break free, when in actual fact, in reality, he could snap the chain when he gets older. When I thought about that story, the illustration, I could see that as a parallel to many of us. We've become conditioned to the chains that keep us bound, and our thoughts cause us trouble. And these are called our destructive thoughts, harmful thoughts. They can drag us down. And why is it that we beat ourselves up with negative thoughts like, I'm an idiot, or I'm hopeless, or it's all negative self-talk? How do we typically react when things fall apart? We might feel ashamed, we might become self-critical. We think, well, what's the matter with me? Why can't I cope? And maybe then we go on a mission to fix ourselves, and this can add insult to injury. We go after others to help us, and rather than give ourselves a break, we find the path of greatest resistance. So it seems to me that many of us have had these destructive thoughts for a long time, probably since childhood. And if you've grown up with these thoughts, it's not a matter of your age, but it's a problem. Maybe when you're a child, someone in authority said, you'll never amount to anything, you're too dumb. Really, what a terrible thing to say to a child. And that thought can affect the rest of your life. We can have internal issues that are difficult to process. Now, psychologists in the Bible actually say that our happiness and achievements are not determined altogether by our circumstances, but how we actually face the circumstances. Let me share some other destructive thoughts that are very common. I'll never be happy. God can't love me. It doesn't really matter. I'm always a failure. It's my fault. Or it's always my fault. I'm not very important. I'm ugly. No good. No one loves me. Will anyone really care if I'm not around? They're the kind of negative thoughts. And we need, I think, to bring God into the picture and properly establish our thoughts and commit our thoughts to God. I think that's the answer. Proverbs 16:3 says, share your plans with the Lord and you will succeed. That doesn't mean that you'll be famous or wealthy, but it does mean your life will be balanced, that you'll feel a sense of happiness. Focusing on God, take your mind off the harmful thoughts. After all, you are what you think. No one else in the world will tell you what to think. It's up to you. You don't get to choose when you're born or who your parents are or what country you're born in, but of course you do get to choose what you think about those things. And Jesus said in John 8:32 in the New Testament, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I think when you know the ultimate truth on a deep level, you can train your mind to think on these things instead of the destructive thoughts. And when we do, something changes. God changes us. He changes us on the inside. The problem, of course, is that the hidden motives and beliefs that we have, they lie submerged in our hearts, things we don't often think about. And so we need to fill our minds with the truth of God. Guy Earle once said that your destination in life is determined by your choice of thought. Embrace the truth of God about yourself, and then, he said, you will experience life to its fullest. Maybe we should pray as the psalmist prayed, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Heavenly Father, we do know that sometimes there are destructive thoughts. Help us to get rid of those and to think about you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.